puzzling evidence. Hearing about Dr.
Welcome, everybody. This is the show on the fence about Amir and Luis. Pick a side. And preferably mine, because fuck that guy.
I think you said, I'm the fence.
You are. You could be, fuckhead.
No, did you think you said on the fence when you said that?
On the yeah.
You said, I'm the fence.
I'm the fence?
Yeah.
You're the fence.
Said, how are we doing, everybody? I'm the fence. You're Luis. We're Amir. How are we doing, everybody?
This is the show. here we are in a fucking cold-ass fucking San Francisco morning.
Yeah, a dreary San Francisco morning, yes.
Oh, yes. You can feel the AIDS in the fucking air.
That would be offensive in the 90s and then celebrated in the 80s.
There you go.
Do you know
how powerful and strong?
That was the big thing about AIDS in the 80s is that Reagan did not talk about it. So people were like, that's like his fault. It's not that it's his fault, but people were like, because
he shouldn't have fucked that chimp.
Reagan fucked the chimp. The one that was in his movie.
Yeah, man.
Do you know that much about do you know about Hollywood Reagan?
Hollywood Reagan?
Yeah. He was in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like a movie star or something.
Yeah.
He was a fake cowboy.
No need for that.
What? Well, it's Hollywood. What did you think? He was an actual cowboy?
No need for that. He's a little bit of a cowboy. He had a ranch.
He had a ranch?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of the ranch. I just know he had a ranch.
Yeah, so does the guy who fucking made Star Wars.
That's fair. George Reagan didn't make fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, what?
Having a ranch when you're rich is
Reagan
pretty
never
nice.
Talked about Star Wars. Oh, wait, wasn't
he
there
had
a
Star
fucking...
Wars program.
I was going to say, yeah, he did talk
but
about
no,
Star
Wars. No.
Wrong Star Wars.
He never, like... He's not a sci-fi dork. There were a lot of, like, wannabes back then that were, like, claiming to be tough, but, like, they were never in World War II. It was weird, but...
Yeah, I heard, like, somebody complained once about how their grandfather talked shit about John Wayne or fucking... And he's like, oh, he's not a fucking actual cowboy. He's just an actor. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah.
A little bit of a cowboy.
What?
A little bit of a cowboy.
How are you a little bit of a cowboy?
A little bit of a cowboy. He played that much. I don't know.
He played it enough?
Do you know what gave him cancer?
It fucking better be riding a horse.
It was riding a horse as Genghis Khan. A lot of people think that movie killed him.
Good.
Because good. He was like, because they were filming by like all the atomic testing places.
Yeah.
So he would just be doing this shitty Mongolian impression. I don't know why I'm holding. I don't know.
What are you holding?
I don't know.
Put the plate of cookies down.
What do I look like I'm doing? Is it like step sumo wrestling?
I guess that's what you're going for.
I don't know. This is the first time in a long time we're actually on video.
Exactly.
It's insane. I need to say a better thing than on video. I mean, it sounds like Girls Gone Wild when I say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We just need the third girl who's inside with the cameraman being like, come on, girls, show your tits. And she shows her tits to, like,
that
break
was
the
job.
Ice.
There was a girl pimp.
There was a girl.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Have you seen Girls Gone Wild?
It's just the commercials on Comedy Central.
I've never seen this third girl. This mysterious third girl you're talking about.
Yeah, man. There's like a porn star in there with her. What?
Did she? Oh, she was a porn star?
I'm sure. I don't know the actual things, but fucking, yeah. No, she was
the enemy from within.
Exactly.
Because I would go, college girl, no tits. Mm. Offering other women to take off their tits. That's how I would do it.
I don't know. Do you go like better tits? Like good tits? And then like convince other women who maybe good tits make them be like, oh, well, she has great tits. I don't want to show my tits. Or do you go flat tits and women will go, hey, I got better tits than that?
No.
What are you going for?
They never show tits. What you do is you get the girl. The third girl is the girl with no tits.
Yeah.
And she says, can you please show her tits? And the girl goes with tits. Notice. The third girl doesn't have tits.
They have tits. This is what they really want.
I should use what I have in my arsenal.
You feel like
she wasn't born with
it. It feels like it's almost like a competitive thing. Like, oh, you want to see her tits? Let me show you some tits. There's a thing about women competing. That's why women don't get along.
They never know. This show.
Because they talk about tits.
We only get along on this show.
We only get along.
We never.
This is the one time we didn't fucking scream each other's heads off on the car right
here. True. We should just ask.
Yeah.
We should just. TV guy listening to SmackDown. That's all we talked about. Like,
talk, no, we also tried to figure out what kind of car you have.
And then I started slowing to TV and he's swinging all of this because it's insane.
I still don't know 100% know who Sweeney is, but apparently she's a white lady who looks like right.
She should be more than, yeah. I don't know. It's been a weird year, as you see. I don't know. It's, I was listening to the couch. I was listening to Shark Tank. We're hearing two pimps arguing.
Two pimps arguing? Oh, no. All I fucking, I turn over and I hear something. I see you playing video poker, and I'm like,
I'm playing bull.
I need to find better friends.
That's fair. But I start off the year right. I don't know why. This year started off me listening to a lot of Sharp.
Sharp, if you don't know who Sharp is, he's the from the No Jumper.
You know who Sharp is?
Sharp.
All right. Yes.
No, I've seen other people talk about him, but yes, no, he's the Bonfire for sure. And then just other videos where like, he's just being mean to slots.
Greatest pimp voice ever. He has three different voices. His pimp voice, his general voice.
He was a soft white underbelly before
on it. That was like his big thing.
Yeah.
He has the second voice, which is drill instructor inaudible. He's like, Kelpie, what the fuck? That's like the second big voice.
Who the fuck is Kelpie?
Kelpie's my favorite antagonist in the Sharp universe. It's a wannabe pimp.
Oh, no.
The last thing you want to be.
The lowest level.
The lights just went off at the mention of Kelpie. Uh-uh. Did you know? I don't know if you guys saw that on video. There's going to be a small dimming. And it's because, how dare I mention Kelpie in the presence of Sharp? You're not supposed to mention... Because Kelpie is a wannabe pimp. He's a kid, truly a drug dealer, not really a pimp.
Okay.
His mom is homeless. She drove him to the studio. And she thinks it's like a job interview. And Kelpie gets up there, gets berated by Sharp and his boy for him not being a true pimp. Very sad.
Well, shit, first of all, you commend him a little bit if he's super young.
Nah,
in the pimp game? Come on.
He learned from YouTube. Nah. He learned, according to Sharp, YouTube. Nah.
He YouTubed how to pimp somebody? You can YouTube that?
He did. What Kelpie, Kelpie did pull a, I learned it from watching you, dad, moment. He's like, who taught you how to say that? He's like, I learned from watching you. And then Sharp is like, you see Sharp? Sharp's like a 90s pimp.
Yeah.
So like a lot of this it doesn't make sense to him yet. Yeah. Like internet.
Yeah.
So I think when it hit him, he was like, I don't know you. He just took it as like completely literal. Like, he was like, I've never met this man in my life.
No, you put the content out there and then fucking.
He's Sharp, not the smartest guy, but like in terms of arguing, he has a quality that I sometimes do, but I'm not a master of it. Sharp is a little bit of a master of it. Of the, I'm not arguing at this point now. I'm just fucking with the other person and just seeing how far I can get.
It's fun.
It's amazing. He's good at that, yeah.
Yes, no. I fucking... Just an angry man yelling at sluts.
Yeah.
And fake pimps. Please. And fake pimps. Get these fucking fake pimps out of here.
He's like he's like 47 Ronin. He's like a lone samurai. He's just the last pimp walking around the fucking wasteland. Dude. Yeah. That's what he is.
I ever told you, I met a dude. Like, my friend brought a friend to this party when I was younger. And he just started breaking down like, maybe I'll be a pimp. I've been texting this girl. She's very sexual. She's fucking open to, yeah, I can take dick and this and that. And then I think I'm going to talk to the pimps on East 14. You know, they'd be over there by the Taco Bell or whatever the
legit
fuck.
Shit, advice seeking.
He was like, hey, let me get into the pimp game.
I'm going to be honest.
He had a fucking plan laid out.
I think last episode we were talking about how comedy and how like porn, everything on Uber Eats is super expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know if Uber, I doubt OnlyFans has. All right, go.
Welcome, everybody. This is the show on the fence about Amir and Luis. Pick a side, and preferably mine, because fuck that guy.
At least said I'm the fence.
You could be.
Did you could be,
fuckhead.
No, did you think you said on the fence when you said that?
On the yeah.
You said I'm the fence.
I'm the fence?
Yeah.
You're the fence.
How are we doing, everybody? I'm the fence. You're Luis. Amir. How are we doing, everybody?
This is the show. Here we are in a fucking cold-ass fucking San Francisco morning.
Yeah, a dreary San Francisco morning, yes.
Oh, yes. You can feel the AIDS in the fucking air.
That would be offensive in the 90s and then celebrated in the 80s.
There you go. Do you know how powerful and strong?
That was the big thing about the AIDS in the 80s, is that Reagan did not talk about it. So people were like, that's like his fault. It's not that it's his fault, but people were like, because
he shouldn't have fucked that chimp.
Reagan fucked the chimp.
Reagan fucked the chimp.
The one that was in his movie.
Yeah, man.
Do you know that much about do you know about Hollywood Reagan?
Hollywood Reagan?
Yeah. He was in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like a movie star or something.
Yeah.
He was a fake cowboy.
No need for that.
What? Well, it's Hollywood. What did you think? He was an actual cowboy? Need for that.
He's a little bit of a cowboy. He had a ranch.
He had a ranch?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of the ranch. I just know he had a ranch.
Yeah, so does the guy who fucking made Star Wars.
That's fair. George Reagan didn't make fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, what?
Having a ranch when you're rich is
Reagan
pretty
never
nice.
Talked about Star Wars. Oh, wait, wasn't
he
there
had
a fucking
Star Wars program?
I was going to say, yeah, he did talk about
Star
Wars.
No, no, no.
Wrong Star Wars.
He never, like, he's not a sci-fi dork. There were a lot of, like, wannabes back then that were, like, claiming to be tough, but, like, they were never in World War II. It was weird. But
yeah, I heard like somebody complained once about how their grandfather talked shit about John Wayne or fucking, and he's like, oh, he's not a fucking actual cowboy, he's just an actor, blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah,
a little bit of a cowboy.
What?
A little bit of a cowboy.
How are you a little bit of a cowboy?
A little bit of a cowboy. He played that much. I don't know.
He played it enough.
Do you know what gave him cancer?
It fucking better be riding a horse.
It was riding a horse as Genghis Khan. A lot of people think that movie killed him.
Good.
Because he was like, because they were filming by like all the atomic testing places.
Yeah.
So he would just be doing this shitty Mongolian impression. I don't know why I'm holding. I don't know what.
What are you holding?
I don't know.
Put the plate of cookies down.
It looks. What do I look like I'm doing? Is it like step sumo wrestling?
I guess that's what you're going for.
I don't know. This is the first time in a long time we're actually on video.
On video, exactly.
This is insane. I need to say a better thing than on video. I mean, it sounds like Girls Gone Wild when I say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We just need the third girl who's inside with the cameraman being like, come on, girls, show your tits. And she shows her tits to, like, break the ice.
There was a girl pimp. There was a girl bottom bitch. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Have you seen Girls Gone Wild?
Like, it's just the commercials on Comedy Central.
I've never seen this third girl. This mysterious third girl you're talking about.
Yeah, man. There's, like, a porn star in there with her. What?
She was a porn star?
I'm sure. I don't know the actual things, but fucking, yeah. No, she was
the enemy from within.
Exactly.
Because I would go, college girl, no tits, offering other women to take off their tits. That's how I would do it.
I don't know. Do you go, like, better tits? Like, good tits? And then, like, convince other women who maybe good tits make them be like, oh, well, she has great tits. I don't want to show my tits. Or do you go flat tits and women will go, hey, I got better tits than that.
No.
What are you going for?
They never show tits. What you do is you get the girl. The third girl is the girl with no tits.
Yeah.
And she says, can you please show her tits? And the girls with tits notice that the third girl doesn't have, and they're like survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Because they have tits.
They have. And if this is what, like, they really want.
I should use what I have in my arsenal.
You feel like
she wasn't born with
it. It feels like it's almost a competitive thing. Or like, oh, you want to see her tits? Let me show you some tits.
I don't think it was ever
competitive. There's a thing about women competing. You know, that's why women don't get along.
They never know. This show,
because they start talking about tits.
We only get along on this show.
We only get along.
We never hold grudges.
This is the one time we didn't fucking scream each other's heads off on the car right here.
That is true. We just talked about the TV guide listings for SmackDown. That's all we talked about.
We also tried to figure out. I tried to figure out what kind of car you'd have.
And then I tried to explain it to you who Sydney Sweeney was.
I still don't know 100% know who Sydney Sweeney is, but apparently she's a white lady who looks like she's all right.
She's more than, yeah, but I don't know. It's been a weird year, as you've seen. I don't know. It's, I was listening to The Couch, I was listening to The Shark Tank. Were you hearing two pimps arguing?
Two pimps arguing? Oh,
you didn't hear that?
No. I turn over and I hear something, then I see you playing video poker, and I'm like,
I'm playing Bologna.
I need to find better friends.
That's fair. But I started off the year right. I don't know why. This year started off with me listening to a lot of Sharp.
Sharp? If you don't know who Sharp is, he's the pimp from the No Jumper
podcast?
You
know who Sharp is?
I know who Sharp is.
All right.
Yes. No. I've seen other people talk about him, but yes. No. He is.
Who else is talking? It must be
the Bonfire for sure.
Yeah.
And then just other videos where like he's just being mean to sluts.
Greatest pimp voice ever. He has three different voices. His pimp voice. That's like his general voice.
He was on Soft White Underbelly before on it.
That was like his big thing.
Yeah.
And then he has the second voice, which is drill instructor and audible. He's like, Kelpie, what the fuck? That's like his second big voice.
Who the fuck is Kelpie?
Kelpie's my favorite antagonist in the Sharp universe. It's a wannabe pimp.
No.
The last thing you want to be.
The lowest level.
The lights just went off mention of Kelpie. Did you know? I don't know if you guys saw that on video. There's going to be a small dimming. And it's because, how dare I mention Kelpie in the presence of Sharp? You're not supposed to mention. Because Kelpie is a wannabe pimp. He's a kid. Truly a drug dealer, not really a pimp. His mom is homeless. She drove him to the studio, and she thinks it's like a job interview, and Kelpie gets up there, gets berated by Sharp and his boy for him not being a true pimp. Very sad.
Well, shit, first of all, you commend him a little bit if he's super young.
Nah.
In the pimp game? Come on.
He learned from YouTube. Nah. He learned, according to Sharp, YouTube. Nah.
He YouTubed how to pimp somebody? You can YouTube that?
Kelpie did pull a I learned it from watching you, dad, moment. He's like, who taught you how to say that? He's like, I learned from watching you. And then Sharp is like, you see Sharp? Sharp's like a 90s pimp.
Yeah.
So like a lot of this, it doesn't make sense to him yet. Like internet.
Yeah.
So I think when it hit him, he was like, I don't know you. He just took it as like completely literal. Like, he was like, I've never met this man in my life.
No, you put the content out there and then fucking.
He's Sharp, not the smartest guy, but like in terms of arguing, he has a quality that I sometimes do, but I'm not a master of it. Sharp is a little bit of a master of it. I'm not arguing at this point now. I'm just fucking with the other person and just seeing how far I can get.
It's fun.
It's amazing. He's good at that, yeah.
Yes, no. I fucking, just an angry man yelling at sluts.
Yeah.
And fake pimps.
Please.
And fake pimps. Get these fucking fake pimps out of here.
He's like he's like 47 Ronin. He's like a lone samurai. He's just the last pimp walking around the fucking wasteland. Dude. That's what he is.
I ever told you, I met a dude, like my friend brought a friend to this party when I was younger. And he just started breaking down like, maybe I'll be a pimp. I've been texting this girl. She's very sexual. She's fucking open to, yeah, I can take dick and this and that. And then I think I'm going to talk to the pimps on East 14. You know, they'd be over there by the Taco Bell or wherever the fuck.
Legit advice seeking.
He was like, hey, let me get into the pimp game.
I'm going to be honest.
He had a fucking plan laid out.
I think last episode we were talking about how comedy and how like porn are similar.
Extremely.
There needs to, because in comedy, anytime someone wants to talk about comedy with another person, they love talking about it.
Yeah.
Pimps must love talking about the game of pinball.
Oh, yeah.
This guy must have gotten three different lectures from three different pimps.
Come here, young blood. How many hoes you got out of there? One? Barely a pimp.
It's the same type of, you got 5 minutes? No, that really means you got no minutes. Oh, you got 10? That really means you got 5. That's all that means, yeah. A pimp giving comedy advice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you crowd work comedian. Oh, you looking for clips? Oh, like Matt Rife.
Okay. Listen, you can tell, you can't give these hoes all the same lines. They're going to remember.
Yeah.
You got to come up with new sharp stuff. You got to fucking.
The Tyson fight was 3 months
right
ago.
Off the blood. Type of dome.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Yes.
Fucking pimps giving pimps advice. I feel like that could be. I feel like Sharp could do that. He could have been nicer about it and be like, let me tell you little motherfuckers.
Sharp is exposing.
What does he expose? He's a hard-hitting journalist.
He is. He's not a journalist.
Donald Trump on there.
He's a fan of what I like to call the Titanic protocol, which is women and children. He only goes after the weakest of targets.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Pimping doesn't work on every woman. You kind of have to hit your spot with like, all right, she's on the low. She's at her lowest right now.
Yeah.
Time to swoop in like a hawk.
How did that guy end up? How did your friend of a friend? He's not even your friend.
He's not even my friend. I met him once.
You have declared he is not your friend.
I don't know this guy.
What did everyone think when he said that?
It was me, him, and my friend. And then
he said that
I had other friends over here having it. He was having a fight with his girlfriend. His girlfriend brought a girl. And then I was just like, my job just to keep her company while she fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just while they go arguing shit. Hey, do you want to smoke weed here? Like, just stand next to me or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said he's going to be a pimp. Like, he was going to go.
He's going
to
give it a shot.
UC Irvine college.
He's really going. He's like, trying to get apprenticeships.
That was, yeah. He was going to go to East 14th, which means he knew. You know what it was? It was sticking in his head.
It was fucking.
The thought crossed his mind.
He was thinking about it. He had one girl that was already willing to suck dick for money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have another story where somebody made $100 in 2 minutes.
Just what? Selling drinks?
It was just a slutty chick.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, she made $100 2 minutes. Dude blew his load. Bam.
You weren't listening at all to the Sharp video I was listening to?
No. You're what was Sharp saying?
You're going to love this. Sharp was going against a new pimp.
A new pimp?
Of the digital age.
And from the digital? What
the OnlyFans. He was talking to an OnlyFans pimp. And once again, Again.
Not
the light. When the light only dims.
Not a real pimp is mentioned.
Whenever I mention something, I'm like, if I were to mention like gold diggers, the light would fucking drop and hit me. Like, it would be bad, all right?
Every time we say some unpimping shit, Williams remotely just dims the light for a second.
Just him like pressing it and then teleporting back out. Sharp probably is like stirring his coffee and he just stops. Like, for a millisecond, he's like, what the fuck is happening?
There's a disruption in the fucking pimp universe.
It's one of the funniest videos ever because it's like a pimp who's like, who has an OnlyFans model, and he's trying to explain. He tries to explain to Sharp 30 fucking times what this thing called the digital pivot is, and Sharp the entire time is just trying to steal his OnlyFans chick from him. Yeah, it's amazing. It's good. Oh,
so wait. Instead of just taking pictures and videos, now you get to be on the street for real?
Please.
This is a horrible.
According to Sharp, where is she getting the bread? That's according to Sharp. Sharp is probably right. But this might get another light dim. Sharp found out that this pimp posted a video of himself sucking a girl's toes. Just checking the lights. This is a massive no-no.
Mm-mm.
If you learn one thing from this fight, it's that Sharp judges him less than a man, disowning him as like a man for just sucking on a woman. He does not like that.
Yeah, Sharp seems like the type of dude that does not eat pussy.
Yeah.
Sharp is definitely that dude.
Sharp has similar views to like an older, like there's like a Venn diagram of like older Italian men that are like mafia and like pimps. Like Sharp, there's a lot of like, yeah.
There's a lot of fucking overlap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually fascinating. Yeah.
He's an interesting dude.
Sharp is the man. Yeah.
Sharp is the man.
What, you did I say it man. White? What?
No, I was going to say
he's the man. What?
He doesn't even understand how OnlyFans works.
No, that's what's funny about it.
He's a fucking he is the man.
His money.
Oh my god.
It's great. He cares about
I would have just been like, Sharp. If you have multiple women, fucking put an OnlyFans page together real quick.
He cares about reputation. He will judge you immediately how you come off. So it's like if you're young, he will immediately question why the fuck you're not like in school or something. If your name, Kelpie is like a bad example. But like this guy called himself Church, and Sharp took this completely as offensive because he knows a similar crew of pimps that go by like Bishop and shit.
Yeah.
So it's all very like, again, it's very like Ronin. I compare it to Samurai, what Sharp is doing, dude.
His tongue is his blade.
Yes, yes.
There you go. Fuck.
Sorry, that was 10 minutes.
That was 10 minutes about pimping. 10 minutes about pimping.
Yes, we're using the new year right.
Yes, no, I was fucking. It's an interesting woman that does fucking prostitution.
Like throughout fucking millennia, women have been probably. You're like, it takes an interesting woman.
We've met a comedian. That
I have not.
You didn't meet her? No, you didn't meet her.
I didn't meet her.
I literally just, hey, fucking shake her hand.
The Fruitvale.
Yes.
It just sounds fucking. I could hear like that, those stories all day, though. Like anytime a comic or whatever is like, I used to do this, and it's like something probably illegal, it's pretty funny.
There's
a comic that we know that claims to have robbed drug dealers, which is always funny.
Yeah.
Because how old he is now. Chuckle.
Jason Cole?
No. Not yet. Please.
I was going to say.
It's like his final form as a comedian.
I was going to say, fuck, man. Should we say something about not being here last week?
You were sick.
I was sick. I had mesolaryngitis.
Oh, damn. You went to a doctor?
Nah, fuck that gay shit.
Oh. I thought you said you have whooping cough.
I don't know what the fuck I have.
You have whooping cough. You have babies.
Everything, every time I look it up, it's something different. I might have the neurovirus.
Yeah.
I might have pigeon flu.
Let's go.
Fucking, I definitely got too much smegma.
I got it.
Did I tell you when I went to the hospital for my fucking kidney fucking hurting hella bad?
No.
I had to take a fucking piss sample, and the nurse was like, was you jacking off? Can you wipe your dick off and then give us a sample?
That really happened to you?
Yeah.
They were shitting on your... Damn.
Yeah, dude.
What's going on with your piss, Amir?
Fuck it. It's been hurting all day. I didn't take a shower. Fuck you, lady.
What the fuck? You got fucking kidney stones? What's happening to you?
I don't know, man. It's all shedding
this
down.
Is like the byproduct of having a fiance. Just aging fast. The moment I even have like a ring, all my fat issues will come to the light. God. All of a sudden, chair breaks. Like, everything horrible.
You're going to start growing fat on your forehead?
Oh, what's a bad thing? No, the fat thing is the back... The airport...
The neck rolls?
The airport neck roll. That's a very... I don't know why I'm seeing them at airports a lot, but it's like a lot of, like, bald dudes who, like, rest their heads like that. Mm-hmm. And you see the Patrick Starr neck rolls, yeah.
You see the, like, when the fucking fat just folds into you and, like, it creates weird shapes.
That's when you get the Oprah Winfrey audience like this. Like, this is, like, all
the you're talking about the bingo wing.
Bingo wing.
Bingo wing.
Yeah, sure.
You're going to say just hella fat. And then you have small, because you can't gain weight that much right here.
Yeah.
That's also a weird look.
Oh, you can gain weight there. You can. You can gain muscle. Amir, let me tell you this. Sharp Tank. Sharp Tank on jerking off. That's why I become, when it becomes like talking about masturbation.
Yeah.
I'm just, this guy claims to be a double hander. I'm like, you ain't no double hander. You ain't never. Dude.
Your fat ass. Fuck you. Why the fuck ain't you exercising, motherfucker?
You in incognito mode. You ain't never been in incognito mode.
Oh, fuck.
This is going to be the third of 30 times that I mentioned Sharp in this podcast.
We're going to keep pimping alive in this podcast.
Yes.
Amir and Luis on the fence is all right with pimping.
Yes. What the fuck is this? Over here. This looks incredibly criminal.
What the fuck is this?
I've been staring at it. It looks like...
Is that a fucking vial?
Yeah, it is a vial.
A vial of what?
Hopefully pimping. All right.
Hopefully a little bit of pimping in there.
I will. We have our gifts. Just show off. Don't show what your gift is, Amir, but just show what your gift looks like to the camera.
Huh?
All right. Huh? This is the... My gift came late because shipping sucked on it.
And I got mine yesterday.
We will give our gifts probably a 9 because we need to try and have these fucking subjects.
Did you fucking bring anything to the
table?
I
have one subject that I saved.
Oh my God.
Are you ready for this? This is actually an amazing... It's not even that long, but this is crazy.
Hit me with it, Frank.
Someone told me something online on PlayStation that I'm going to remember till the day I die. It's like one of the... He hit me with something so hard that I'm like... I have to admit that he got me. Like...
What the fuck did this guy do?
I was playing Dragon Ball Z, you guys. Listen, I was doing everything possible to not benefit my comedy career. So I'm playing Dragon Ball Z for like the millionth time. And I beat a guy. And then he beats me back in the bitchiest of ways. So I message him back. Severe lack of hands. He hits me back lightning fast with... Surplus of my cock in your mouth. I've never been hurt harder in online trash talk ever. Only because he came back at me with my same level of sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded to him back very fast. Look, these pimp tears, they flow, but not in silence. That's not what I was trying to say. That sounds like I'm crying loud.
Is that what you wrote back at him?
No.
Were you
what I'm trying to say, you guys, is that I responded to him about his shitty BoJack use. And I left it at that, but it hurt.
Damn, son. That's why you don't go in there. What the fuck are you messaging people there?
I message people.
Why do you message people?
I'm just that
kind of
guy. Just fucking... I'll message people with their severe lack of hands, and I won't know. Oh, they have hands, and those hands type mean words.
Oh, so fucking mean.
Reported him for bullying.
Reported him. I got my friends to report him.
Yes.
He fucking banned for a month.
Banned for a month, yes.
Is that what they do?
That happens a lot, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're not in the era of 2006 lobbies anymore. You can get reported for a lot now.
Ah, shit. All right. understand.
Are you said it all right? Like you've learned, like you're fucking about to message somebody.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to defend it because you know, freedom of speech. This is America or whatever the fuck. But also, it was like 50% of the words were the N word.
The argument of freedom of speech is that Sony can decide what their company does because it's also their freedom.
Oh.
But then this is where Twitter gets weird. I just fucking spazzed out. I'm just talking about this shit. I'm just some first
member. All right, Elon Musk, Jesus Christ.
I was going to make the point.
What's the point?
That.
Make your point.
There's free speech in public.
Yeah.
Even if I say the horrible-est of things.
Yeah.
I will still be protected. But if I'm on Twitter, it's a private company. But what if Twitter becomes so big that the United States government considers it free speech because it's like, that's the new street.
That's the new way of getting information out.
I'm talking to my ass. I just spent like a minute to see how... Listen
dude, just apologize for saying the N-word, dude. Jesus Christ. Look,
I said a severe lack of N-words. Surplus of N-words.
I'm just proud of you for not just putting the N-word in a message and sending it back, though.
There's no point.
It's because you don't know.
That's like a lose. That's showing too much of your hand, man. You got to save that. For when you hear the smoke alarm. That's when you got to use it.
When you hear this, that's when you're there you go.
Smoke alarm. How was your smoke alarm growing up, Amir?
Smoke alarm. A lot of beeping.
Really?
No, I don't fucking know.
Thank God. All right. No wonder you didn't play Call of Duty.
No, what? Just hear that in the background?
That's the worst thing you could be heard doing is having a faulty smoke alarm.
Hey, man, go change that fucking battery, man.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's fine. If I die, I die.
If you die, you die?
If I die, I die.
People don't care about your health. They just care about you being poor. That's all they care about.
Fucking you leave my beep alone.
Amir, how was your... We haven't had a fucking podcast since Christmas.
Since Christmas.
New Year's. Ooh. Since Hanukkah. Since Kwanzaa.
Yo. I know. Fucking Imani. Umoja.
What are you talking about? We're talking about your stupid Moncala thing.
What the fuck, Moncala?
Yeah, this is your Kwanzaa words or whatever.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Uchi Chakalia?
Amir, you're best to explain to us what Kwanzaa is. Please explain to us what it's about.
Hey, man, black folks said, fuck white Christmas.
That's all that happened?
I think so.
Sale on jerk chicken.
I'm pretty sure. They're like, hey, man, throw some culture in there, ho.
How old do you think Kwanzaa is? We could take bets on this.
Like 25 years old, isn't it?
No. Kwanzaa has to be like, if I had to bet,
yeah.
Kwanzaa has to be as old as like the civil rights movement. And I'm not going to go further back. Kwanzaa is as old as, like, Malcolm X.
Malcolm X? Was that 1960s?
60s, yeah. I'm going to go 60s, right. 50s.
What I fucking think? Say 25 years.
You're going... That's not a bad bet.
It's not betting, bad. It's not that fucking far from 1960.
We're old. No, it's easy. 19.
I'll say 2000. I feel like that's still a safe bet.
25 years is literally...
Give or take 5 years.
25 years is literally 2000. Yeah, that's your bet. All right, we'll look it up.
Look it up. Right. How old is Kwanzaa?
How about this? Winner gets to decide if they show off their gift first or second.
All right.
Let's do that.
All right. Put it on the table.
We're off to a weird start tonight.
It is an odd start.
Say tonight, like it's not fucking...
Do you watch shit like Squid Game?
Nah, but I kind of follow it. You kind of follow what's happening. Kwanzaa was first celebrated in 1966. On the money.
On the money.
Boom. Not too early, because I don't think... Why would there... You gotta have a reason to celebrate these fucking holidays, Amir.
I guess.
I'm saying, like, wait, hold on. Let me see the history.
It's barely older than the fucking the Book of Mormon.
Black Power. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. It was like, it's a Black Power type of holiday. That was the vibe of it. So
do they give gifts?
I don't know.
I'll read it right now.
I'll read that right now.
Okay.
But they steal gifts from each other. All right. I choose that you show me your gift first, and then I'll show you my gift second. So that's how we're doing that.
Cool. All right. So I go for
it. Now we'll take bets on what Kwanzaa is actually, what you're supposed to do.
I think they have like a candle, don't they?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I have zero fucking clue what they do.
That's the most racist thing I can say right now. The most racist thing I could say is that Kwanzaa has a candle, but the candle's made of Vaseline. And the Vaseline candle lasts for 28 days, which is the exact amount of days as black
is. It's made from salt.
The salt glow candle.
Yeah.
yes.
The black one is grape.
Grape scented. Dude, this is. All right. Observances?
Red ones?
Red Kool-Aid.
So they're all called. It's like.
The green one?
Yellow one, we Menthol. Call that yellow number 5. The red can, we call that red 40.
All right. But what the fuck are we supposed to do? How can I do my part as a non-African American?
Kwanzaa celebratory symbols include a mat, which is called a makeka, on which other symbols are placed. A kinara, which is a candle holder. The seven
there
candles,
is a candle thing, yeah, yeah.
Crops.
What?
Put crops down. It's a North African religion. It's like a... That's my best way of saying, like, listen, these people are a little bit fucking...
Well, they did.
We're not supposed to celebrate.
Did Northern Africa invented in 1966, or is it an older...
No, it has roots there.
Oh, okay.
It was like, we celebrate this. It was like a separatist, or whatever.
Okay, good.
Mahindi, which is corn, to represent children celebrating, and corn may be part of the holiday meal. You gotta put corn in your food. And...
You know why? Corn stays whole from beginning to end.
I didn't even think about that. Jeez. We should call the Muslim. We should call the fucking... What are they called? Fucking Black Israelites right now. Just give them that. No. Black Israelites do not celebrate.
No, they do not. Ah, shit. See, I don't
they
know.
Can't.
I would have thought. No.
I don't think it's that. I don't think... I think it's like a...
That's a different group. I didn't know. I thought that was... Oh, man. See, that's how ignorant I am. I thought that was that was specifically...
You thought fucking...
Because I'm like, well, it's not... White Christmas Christian pagan holiday.
No, but it's like people that like revoke Christianity because of like the history of like, but I would imagine that's why you celebrate Kwanzaa, like to go back to your roots. It's like that.
Yeah.
There was a moment in Opie and Anthony where Patrice explained why he's called Patrice, because Patrice is like a girl's name.
Yeah.
And he said that like his parents named him after. They were going to name his mom. I said parents.
His mom, dad wasn't there, obviously.
His mom named him, he was choosing to either name Patrice Lumumba or something like that, or Patrice. And they're both names of, like, African leaders back then. So this is something of, like, I put that all to mean, is this lean or whatever? I'm fucking spazzing.
Keep it together.
Pretty much, it makes sense that, like, in that era, they're all trying to get back to their roots.
Yeah.
They're trying to say, fuck all this white shit. So it's that era, literally, of Roots, the show.
Yeah.
All right, now let me look up, what do people do on Kwanzaa? Gather with family and community to celebrate African culture, called it, by lighting candles on a special candle holder, kinara, discussing the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. You know.
I know, like, 2-3 of them.
We'll look up the 3 as we go. But
sure.
Sharing a large feast called Karamu, listening to African music, dancing, and reflecting on African heritage and history, with a focus on unity, self-determination, and collective responsibilities as core values.
What are the gifts?
They watch Martin. That's all they do.
Martin.
They just boil it down to like they just watch Moesha. All right.
So fucking no gifts.
Segment.
So it just becomes a holiday where you just like, but I want to get gifts. So
it's,
what the
it's
fuck?
Literally, it sounds like Christmas light. It just sounds like what we're doing this on Christmas.
I mean, Hanukkah, you get shitty gifts, like 7 shitty gifts.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a white Jesus, like fuck white Jesus. That's
fuck
what it sounds
white
like.
Jesus.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, but like, give them something.
Because you see like how it's like the same vibe as like the nativity scene or whatever, with like the thing and like the crops. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we'll look up the 7 core values. You
the
got
7
your words?
Fucking...
Moncala, that's a board game.
That is a board game. Imani.
Imani.
Good luck spelling it. I don't know how to fucking...
Imani's a movie with a 3.8 star rating, all right? Now, let me see.
Not bad.
Imani Kwanzaa means. The 7th principle of Imani? No, the 7th principle is Imani.
Okay.
Which
so I got
faith.
To the end first. Faith?
Yeah.
Faith.
Next principle.
Uchi Chakalia.
Are you fucking with me?
That's what it is!
Uchi...
Kali Uchi Chakali.
Yeah. Dude, you're fucking with me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you know how to spell African stuff, you dickhead.
Yeah, we're skipping this.
We're skipping this
Uchi Chakali was like, we're quitting this segment. What did you do on Kwanzaa? I mean, Christmas.
What did I do on... I fucking worked.
Oh, yeah, you worked.
Bro, I worked for... we're Mexican, so Christmas Eve is the real Christmas. Christmas Day means fucking nothing to me. And they had me work fucking from 1 in the afternoon to 10 at night, and then come in Christmas Day at 8:45.
Huh.
Yeah. They said, fuck your Christmas.
You just had me think of something, because you said Christmas Eve is the true, which it is, but I just realized this. Surplus a cock? Like that message?
Are you still on that? Are you still yet?
I will always be on
that. You can bring it up at any time. He will jump right into it.
He hit me with it on Christmas Day. That's what I just thought about that.
What a gift.
What a gift.
What a gift.
A gift of mental brain damage.
Oh, God.
Lingering brain trauma.
See, I had to yell at my nephew at a young age because he was like, these people keep sending me messages. Stop answering them. Stop opening them.
Was he bad? Hold on now. Wait. What was he playing?
I don't fucking know. Fortnite.
And he sucked.
He probably. But he's also fucking 10.
He was a fucking cheater. I'm only going to bring up that theory, but okay.
All right. My nephew was either shit at the game, or he was so good that people accused him of cheating.
Probably the second one, and he probably was cheating.
Oh, God.
Christmas, you worked.
Christmas, I worked. Fuck you for coming out and buying shit on Christmas. You're a piece of shit, and you should have stayed in your house.
Do you sell shitty festive weed?
Yeah.
You sell, like, fucking snickerdoodle?
Well, there's, like, some brands will pull out, like, a fucking stupid pre-roll that's a Christmas flavor.
Yeah, like snickerdoodle.
Fucking, they have
gingerbread.
Cinnamon sleigh.
Cinnamon sleigh?
Cinnamon sleigh. Cool. And then some have cool packaging. Like, there's a red bell and a green bell, and the red one's naughty, and the fucking green one is nice. And it's the same shit as always. You just get, like, a cool little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just shit like that. They gave us a hat, a Santa hat with the fucking company name on it we were supposed to wear.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice. Sure. Yeah, that's the one way to fucking put it. I did take the liberty of bringing my South Park Merry Christmas Assholes jacket. Or
is the light up
sweater.
Is light up, right?
It's the light up
one.
Nice. Yeah.
Are people appreciative of it?
Well, I'm more of like spreading the word asshole around than it was Merry Christmas.
You sound really happy with like your you sound like you try with your job to be like a nice person. I dress in the same fucking work outfit every single. It is deteriorating.
I mean, if I could wear a shirt that just flips, like has the middle finger right down the middle.
Yeah,
I would probably wear that.
Fair. And the New Year's, I did another. I'm thinking my birthday is like before New Year's. It was my birthday, you guys. I forgot to mention that.
Your birthday was on New Year's?
No, it's the day before.
Is the day before New Year's? Well, happy late.
We could have had it on Monday.
Happy birthday.
No, it's too late.
Stop.
We celebrate Kwanzaa.
Are you one? Are you two? Are you three?
God damn, they're going to do it.
No, all the way to 20. Fucking how old are you?
26, you guys.
He's 26.
Listen.
His best years are behind him, and he's going nothing but downhill,
everybody.
What
the kids call an unk now, Amir? That's fucking...
That's not unk age, man.
Kind of.
Do you have a nephew?
You're in mid-20s, but like you're in the saddest part of the mid-20s. I don't have a nephew.
I don't think that's the later 20s, you asshole. I'm going to be 29.
26 is...
This year.
Amir, please.
Whoa, what?
Let's not get depressing.
What are you talking... I'm not a
please,
fucking woman.
Gifts, yeah.
I'm not a
Why
fucking
bring up
woman.
Your age?
Jesus. No, I'm fine with aging. I'm tired of...
You're fine with aging?
I'm fucking phenomenal with aging.
I don't think anyone's fine with aging.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's not like you can stop it.
What if you could?
If you could?
Yeah. I hope.
That reminds me, some fucking crazy lady who'd had a shit ton of fucking surgeries and Botox died recently.
Who?
I don't know. They called her the Tiger Lady. Look up the Tiger Lady. What? Show the people an image of
Carol
the Tiger.
Carol Baskins will probably pop up.
The plastic surgery Tiger Lady. I'm telling you, she looked fucking horrible. She looked like shit. God damn it. And then she died.
Oh, I've seen that face, yeah.
R.I.P.
It's like a famous...
Look at it. Show the people. Show the people so they know what to look at.
I'm just going to say the name because I don't know. Jocelyn Windelstein.
Jocelyn Windelstein. Wait a minute. Let me see. That's before it got worse.
It just kind of looks... Your head just gets bigger.
Keep going. Keep going, man. That one seems like early years.
Wait, why did you bring her up? Oh, you're
she died.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were talking about if you could stop fucking aging.
Famous.
You can't. Jimmy no matter Carter how much dies. Botox. Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter already died, but he was post 100. There was a video I saw of somebody dunking. It was Jimmy Carter dunking over a princess. No, the queen, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
All because he's 100 and she's 99.
Oh!
Worth it.
Oh! That's what the fuck you get.
Yes.
We win again.
Once again.
One more for the Tome team. Yeah?
What are we on about?
I don't know.
You asked me about Squid Games?
Yeah. I watched the end of Squid Games.
Part two.
Part two, yeah. Which, by the way, is not the end. Spoiler alert. I watched the whole thing. And I knew when I had two episodes left, even though they're an hour long, I'm like, they have not tied up a single loose fucking end. There is no way they can finish this shit right now. Like, in the last fucking 20 minutes, I'm like pausing and I'm bugging the shit out of my fucking fiance. How the fuck is this supposed to end in 20 minutes? Nobody's safe. No mystery is solved. What can you do from here?
I'm trying to remember what show I did that. I did it with My Name is Earl.
My Name is Earl.
Last episode, season 4, My Name is Earl. I'm like, all right, there's either a movie after. There's something happening. I'm looking up what's happening. I look up the spoiler to My Name is Earl, like the history of the show, as I'm on the final episode, because I'm like, dude, this is just a regular ass episode, like a mini. It's like not that big of a thing.
No.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to just come back. It was supposed to come and start with a new season with the beginning of the. It was a cliffhanger. It was a cliffhanger over that the they baby, left up. Yeah. Well, the baby ain't mine, and the baby ain't yours. The baby ain't dead. And I'm like, and you know what? I like that white lady. That white lady had phenomenal tits.
Jamie Presley. Did your girl like Squid Games?
Squid Games? She liked it, but she likes anything very dramatic. And I literally could take one episode a day before I'm like, this shit is too much. I'm going to watch The Simpsons.
So watch The Simpsons?
I watch The Simpsons a lot.
All right.
Just because I feel like it's a very easy thing to put on and then actually be on my phone.
Watch New Simpsons?
The New Simpsons? I want to check them out. Yeah.
You check out The New Simpsons?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't. You keep it classic?
I keep it classic.
You keep it why?
Because I remember when I was a kid and I saw like Who Shot Mr. Burns. I still think that's like the greatest era of like The Simpsons, that era.
Yeah.
It's good. I recommend it. give it a watch.
I want to check out every new Treehouse of Horror.
Ooh, that's fair. Yeah, I'll give you.
You want to see the fucking the parodies they did this year or whatever the fuck?
Yeah. Damn.
Have you ever been terrified by one of those?
Yeah. I remember 3 was pretty scary for some reason. I don't remember what
the third one
had, though. Yeah.
You know which one? I remember specifically what episode fucked me up.
Hold on. The one that scared me might be the 3D one, just because it was so, like, out of whack.
Oh, the one where he, like, goes into, like, the computer or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, that one was pretty good.
The one that terrified me was Bart had an evil brother.
In the basement.
Yeah, Mongo or whatever
that's
the fuck.
That's a newer episode, right?
No, it's somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. Legit scared the shit out of me. Yeah. Fucking Mongo looked terrifying.
There was the devil character. Were the aliens part of Treehouse of Horror?
They could be, yeah, sometimes. They'd use them like in the treehouse, yeah.
They would be like at the end, and like they would either observe something or, I don't know.
Another year, another successful Treehouse of Horror.
I think Futurama did things better than The Simpsons in terms of like, as a show, but they weren't funnier than The Simpsons, like, in general.
Yeah. I mean, the fucking... They technically have a whole, like, fucking storyline, like a fucking... You can see, like, where, like, even though they have multiple random adventures, there is still, like, a storyline of fucking Fry like and Leela finally come being together, or fucking deny, finally together, stay together, fucking break up, blah, blah, blah.
That show had horrible... They kept on chasing the episode of the dog, with, like, the dog fucking stopping itself. You remember that?
Yeah, when the dog fucking, was, like, fucking sad-ass fucking episode.
They would have, like, these repeat episodes of, like, who made Bender? And then you find out it's, like, the fucking...
The guy, the black dude. Yeah.
It was him that made it. And it's, like, who cares? Yeah, that's what fucked up The Simpsons.
I fucking care. I fucking care that Bender's Mexican.
That fucked up The Simpsons. That is exactly what happened.
Cesar Chavez, Emilio Zapata, Bending Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, that was his last fucking name.
Goddamn right.
The only thing I fuck with, the fact that like the pet is the one that pushed Fry. The movies of Futurama were pretty good.
or the beast with a billion backs and shit like that.
Yes, those are pretty good.
Fucking the ones where he goes back into. Yeah, I actually like a lot of their movies.
This conversation's going nowhere.
It's a cartoon conversation.
The most typical.
You know what? No, I still got one more piece of cartoon news. They took Static Shock off HBO.
You watch Static Shock?
I fucking missed it. Yeah.
15 years ago?
Fuck yeah.
Not even 15 years ago.
I like it better than most of this Marvel shit today.
Why are you watching a kid's show from back then?
Because it's a good show. I used to watch it.
Yeah. I remember watching it.
It's a good show. Fuck you.
It wasn't better than like Billy
and Mandy. Fucking teamed up with the Justice League and shit. That was the shit. With Batman from the future, Batman Beyond.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to what Amir and Luis are talking about in a rerun.
In a rerun.
Let's go.
Let's see.
Let this song be, it's about killing people.
What did the fucking guy who murdered this guy do?
I have it on. No, what I'm saying is, who are you is a song about the after. We ran out who are you is a song about? We got to look that
just like we did now.
I really want to know. Let the bodies on the floor.
There's a theme song for playing on DJ Otto.
Uh-oh.
How sad is that?
You fucking broke it, you piece of shit.
Even DJ Otto's broken when we're on. All right.
Did I tell you I bought some fucking Oreo cheesecake bars yesterday? I bought some Oreo cheesecake bars. These
are the topics we need on this show, yes.
I bought them from some dude bars? And a bunch of little kids outside of a Safeway.
All right.
And they're like, would you like to help us? We're trying to start a bakery. And I'm like, I'm fine with child labor.
Yeah, fair.
But fucking, it seemed weird. The kids looked like 10 years old or under, and it was like fucking six of them. And they were just outside fucking. They were selling the Oreo cheesecake bars. They had like some apples dipped in like crumbles shit. I don't know what it was. Then some type of pudding.
If you're starting a bakery, why not show us that you can fucking bake than steal Oreos?
What are you talking about?
Sell some fucking.
They used Hydrox. I checked it out.
Fucking. You read.
I read the fucking cookie pieces.
There's no way they used Hydrox.
Why the fuck not?
Because it's easier to get Oreos than to get Hydrox. You have to search unless you go to fucking Food Max.
Or you can go to fucking Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. I will
now look up the price difference. Hydrox probably tastes better than Oreo.
Fucking same shit to me. I like the fucking bootleg ones. You know that fucking flimsy ass package that has like half an Oreo and then half a blonde Oreo?
No, but I know.
You know what the cookies I'm talking about?
Yeah.
These cookies, like a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of vanilla, and fucking cream in the middle. Those are the ones I prefer. Well, how do you feel about wafers? How do you feel about wafers? Is that a cookie? Is that a good cookie?
Yeah,
I
fuck with strawberry wafers. Yes.
Strawberry, you're a fucking idiot.
No, strawberry
you're
wafers.
You're a fucking
are the best.
Idiot.
Yeah, strawberry wafers are the best wafers.
No, man, it's too tangy.
Too what?
Tangy.
That's the point.
No,
and they taste sweet.
No, you get the vanilla, the chocolate. You're stuck with the strawberry.
No, the strawberry is the best. Nah. I would easily take strawberry over everything else. That's why Keebler makes the strawberry brand fucking wafers.
Keebler. Okay, I was like, Kiva is a weed brand.
Is going nowhere right now, but please.
No, I'm just saying, I love a good wafer cookie.
What the fuck?
You ever had a Biscoff?
No.
The fuck is a Biscoff?
Like a coffee biscuit. And even creepier.
Is it a coffee?
You can make Biscoff. There's Biscoff butter, which is just cookie fucking butter.
That's gross.
Yeah.
People really tried to hop on to like after Nutella. They're like, we gotta fucking find more spreadable shit.
Biscoff is like sweet Belvita. Like a true Belvita.
Velveeta the cheese?
No, Belvita is the fucking biscuits that are like taste good though.
Okay. I got you. The Velveeta, the breakfast biscuits or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, look, isn't this somewhat of a fucking healthy thing? And it's like, it's a cookie, man. How the fuck is that healthy? Look, it has a fucking blueberry sticking out.
It's healthy.
Isn't that healthy?
How do I know?
I'm sorry. I didn't
eat 30 cinnamon Velveetas.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to just fucking break the fucking...
Nah, Velveetas are pretty sick.
They're phenomenal.
They're fucking sick.
They're not healthy.
They probably are a breakfast fucking biscuit, okay? But Biscoffs are trying to be biscotti or whatever the fuck that is.
Biscotti, yeah.
You know that is? The fucking...
Yeah, the Italian cookie.
Yes, that's what they're trying to be.
Yeah, but the Italian cookie itself isn't that fucking good.
I've never had panettone. All right, this conversation. We have 15 minutes for the gifts, Amir.
15 minutes before the gift time?
Do I have a topic, or do you want to bring up a topic?
I mean, I feel like I'm doing all the fucking... You know,
what?
Ralph Barbosa?
Yeah.
You know he's on Telemundo? On commercials and shit?
Huh. That's interesting.
That is interesting, right? Because I've never seen him even speak in Spanish, but now he's like, con T-Mobile, yo puedo hacer llamadas y blah, 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 blah.
How is he perceived?
I don't know, because, again, he's purely English in comedy.
But so, he talks Spanish?
Yeah. Okay. He's like the voiceover of the commercial. And not bad Spanish. Pretty good Spanish.
You could tell it's him, because it's a guy that sounds fucking high.
Sabes que fue? That shit? Nah,
he hey, man. I don't know if you should try this product out or no, man. He's like always indecisive about whether or not the product is good. Yeah. Hey, this is Ralph Barbosa, and...
That's a T-Mobile commercial.
I guess. That's what?
That's got to be a fucking decent paycheck.
A what?
From T-Mobile.
What do you mean?
To fucking have a commercial with Robert. He's over here walking down the street with a T-Mobile bag and shit. He's fucking... They got to give him a pretty penny for that, right?
He's in a T-Mobile commercial?
As the Telemundo fucking Spanish commercial.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mexicans want... I don't know. That's a bad... I wouldn't put Ralph Barbosa in that's a Telemundo commercial. I would put... 2 Chainz in it. No, I don't know. I was trying to think. Who the fuck is a
man? Chavo del Ocho. I don't know. Fuck
honestly,
it.
George Lopez. I don't know.
George Lopez. I mean, kind of. I feel like the Mexican, that's like a weird... He's not even Mexican.
We talking about that fucking... George Lopez isn't Mexican?
No. Ralph Barbosa isn't Mexican.
What is he?
He's like Honduran or some shit like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It means nothing to us.
Still right from Texas, yeah.
Yeah, he's from Texas. He's as fucking Mexican as he's gonna get.
He reminds me of like... Of, like, San Jose Mexicans, where it's like they can't speak a lick of Spanish, but, like, they sound like they're about to speak Spanish constantly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's one of the... I've said this before on the show. Thank God I grew up in Oakland around black people and shit. Because otherwise, I'd be like, this fool, you fucking sabes que fool, Holmes.
You'd be fucking
that shit, perrito. Fuck yes, sir. Shit like that, and I'd be pissed with myself. I'd fucking shoot myself.
Yeah.
I'd fucking take a gun to my bottom a fucking jaw gun. And clang, there you go. Now I don't have to fucking sound like this fool. Sabes que that shit is fucking played out, Holmes.
I have no. Is that how Oakland cholos talk? They just talk
Southern Mexican.
So they talk like shorties, fucking figurines, like what exactly, you imagine them sounding like. That's sad.
I fucking shit, Holmes. Sabes que fool. I fucking hate that shit. I fucking hate it so much.
I don't even think I don't remember that hearing that in school.
No, I'm
you're
telling
about
you
to say because I'm from San Leandro. Why would I ever fucking hear that?
Yeah, no, they weren't fucking. But yeah, you fucking that doesn't exist that much in the Bay Area. That fucking SF fool Holmes. Because if you're doing that, you're going for it. You're like. You're purposely doing it. You're picking up the lingo as a child to fucking be like, I want to be this shit, Holmes. Sabes que ese? Man.
I can't watch, you know, the show This Fool?
Yeah.
I get douche chills every time I watch it. I cannot watch it.
It makes my fucking skin crawl.
Anytime I see, like, a character of, like, it's like there'll be a person acting, and they start acting like a caricature of, like, what's that dude's alter ego? That Frankie Quinones guy?
Frankie Quinones? Yeah, Cholo Fit?
Cholo Fit, yeah. I cannot fucking stand that shit. Our next guest, 2,000 episodes from now, will be Cholo Fit guy.
Cholo Fit, if we could
this
get him,
will man. Come up, yeah.
Hey, why you talk like that, fool?
I don't know. That's, but we have that here, right? We have that with, like, the Oakland fucking hyphy shit, right?
No.
We have like a type of talk. Yeah, there's like a on my mama's.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like those people don't fucking a fool.
Nah, but there's like an a fool of like that culture, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
It's your bring own... back Moded. That's all I want.
Just bring back Moded.
That's all I do.
You gotta do it. You gotta put the work in there, bro.
I gotta be the brave one to bring back Moded.
Yo, bro. Like, you literally, like, you know, when the comics are all together and they're fucking busting each other, you gotta be like, damn, Moded, son.
No. That would be like that would be like a pausing moment of why would Luis of all people say a fucking turn of phrase?
You have to do it.
No.
You have to be the one to bring it back.
I need to sneakily New World Order my way into that. Like, it's like, fucking mentally put that in people's heads.
You need to find a black...
It can't be me, though.
You gotta find a black comic, and you gotta, like, just... with like psychology tricks, just put it in his head.
Hey Mo, did you? And then they keep on doing that shit. Yes, brainwash him.
I feel like building a castle with a moat. What do you think, Ted?
Yes. You gotta keep on doing that.
You got until it finally. You know what? I have a sitting.
And it would stop. It would stop the trash talk. It's like you just said, Mo. You can't.
Man, shut the fuck up, Perez. Moated ass man. Who the fuck?
Unless I bring it. I don't know. You have to have it be like circumstantial. Because moated is a circumstantial use.
Moated is. It's. You can't use it for everything.
No, it is. Moated has to be in a series of like. You and there's a moment where someone just something crazy just happened. You're like, man, that was fucking crazy. All right, you said crazy. You can't say crazy again. Man, that was fucking bonkers. You can still say bonkers. And then like when everyone's kind of like, all right, he's running out. Then you say mode. People are like, all right, he found something.
Mode.